had a hard conversation with my little sister Makana, where she was like, I'm so sorry you go through so much transphobia and like can't believe, and I was like, oh, a lot of people say these things, and I was like, what happened to you? And she was like, this person was being so transphobic when I told you that you're Mahu, and they were like saying all these things, and I was like, people are too afraid to say that to me. I don't really get that. Like, you actually get the brunt of it because you're safe to say those things too, because they think that you feel the same way as them.
Right.
When they look at you. And when they look at me, they read my queerness, and so they just bite their tongue and go about their day.
Sometimes.
Or they say nasty shit. And I'm lucky that I haven't had very many experiences like that here. I've had more on Turtle Island.
There is a part of me that's very mama bear. I call in when I see it.
Okay.
I call out if needed. And I've been very vocal in my... I don't think I've been any differently vocal in my social media now than I ever was before. Because to me, it has always been there.
Yeah.
It's not new. It's like when Trump came into office and we all freaked out about racism. And the black community said...
It's always happening.
This is new for you?
Yeah.
You're right. Surprised by this? Like, it's you lifted up a rock that of racism that has been there. You just have never seen the underbelly of it because it doesn't come at you
directly.
And I do think that I have never not seen the underbelly of homophobia and transphobia. And I think that once it's kind of like once you see, you can't unsee.